Our final act tonight, from March to May, serendipitously meeting around a campfire on the Washington coast, March to May overlays driving rhythmic guitar and the mellifluous timbre of Celtic harp with rich vocal harmonies, haunting melodies, and riveting lyrics. They released their critically acclaimed EP, The Water's Edge, in April 2015, and are releasing their first full-length album this spring. Please welcome March to May.
Thank you.
Take me home, Georgia. I'm going away for a while. Take me home, take everything I own. 'Cause it'll only weigh me down, down, down. Georgia, 'cause I'm leaving at the dawn. Save your words and all your sweet remembrances. We'll need them when I'm gone, gone, gone. The road is long, but I know just where I'm going. The road is wide, but I don't feel like alone. The road is empty, but it's full of riches I have known. Take me home, Georgia. Hey, hey. Take me home, Georgia. Hey, hey. Take me home, Georgia, Georgia. Call me back to you, Georgia. Don't hold my hand, Georgia, 'cause I'll do this on my own. Hold my hand, but Georgia, I'll remember you. Keep a memory of me too. The road is long, but I know just where I'm going. The road is wide, but I don't feel like alone. The road is empty, but it's full of riches I have known. Take me home, Georgia. Hey, hey. Take me home, Georgia. Take me home, Georgia, Georgia, call me back to you. Hey, take me home, Georgia. Hey, hey, hey. Take me home, Georgia, Georgia, call me back to you, Georgia. Georgia, take me home, Georgia, Georgia, call me back to you. Take me home, Georgia, Georgia, call me back to you. Take me home, Georgia. Take me home, Georgia, Georgia, call me back to you. Take me home, Georgia. Take me home, Georgia, Georgia, call me back to you. Take me home, Georgia. Take me home, Georgia, Georgia, call me back to you. Take me home, Georgia. Take me home, Georgia, Georgia, call me back to you. Take me home, Georgia. Take me home, Georgia.
Thank you. So, a little side note of interest here. So I've had this guitar for, gosh, about 12 years now. It's one of my first guitars that I ever bought. And for the first time ever, about 5 minutes ago, I dropped it in the back. So if you heard a loud crash back there, that's my guitar. There's a little stuff going on there, but I think it sounds okay. So it's one of those things that, as a guitar player, you dread happening. The strap fell off. So
as we tune, this song was originally a ghost story. It's called Madeline. Darren, do you want me to tell the story?
Yeah.
So Darren and his sister, this is a couple of months before Darren and I met, actually, but they were traveling in Maine. Has anybody here been to Maine, to Grand Manan Island? Oh my gosh, wait, there's a hand in the back. It's amazing. So Darren and his sister went to Grand Manan Island, and as they were driving up to the island off the ferry, they saw the inn that they were staying in, and it looked haunted, and sure enough, they get in. And the innkeeper's daughter is telling them all these ghost stories from when she was growing up in this haunted house. But the funny thing was, though, she was a sailor, and she spent her life just sort of drifting drifting from ship to ship, from destination to destination. And she seemed a little bit more like a ghost than the ghost stories that she was telling. So this song is in her honor. Names have been changed to protect the innocent. But it's called Madeline.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can I actually get a little more guitar on the monitor?
Same, actually.
A little more guitar for both of us.
So this next song is one of the first songs that Darren and I wrote together. We co-write all of our songs and met about 3 years ago. So after meeting and figuring out we had some musical compatibility, we took ourselves away to a cabin on Orcas Island up in the San Juans in Washington. And just basically wanted to see if we could make this writing thing work, and we ended up coming out with this song. It's particularly meaningful to me because we wrote it right after my grandfather had passed away, and I was watching my grandmother kind of fall apart and figure out how to put herself back together again. And it's funny because I always think of this as a sad song, but one of the first shows that we played was a house concert, and we didn't know until we were opening the set that it was themed around love. And so, of course, our first thought is like, great. What a downer. We're going to start off with this very sad song about like losing somebody. But it got me thinking about what really constitutes a love song. And I think that to lose somebody and to grieve that powerfully, there's no greater love than that. There has to be such strong care there. But I think this is as much a love song as anything we write. It's called Embers.
Thank you. fires burning low. I trace the embers of your face and watch the ember glow. And it fades away. And it fades away.
The pleasure of singing this next song in a master class this morning. So some of you may be a little bit familiar with it. It's called She. Moving through the
quiet, she's whispering, tracing lines from places I've been, and she.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have one more song for you guys. Thank you all for coming out tonight, and it's such an honor to be up here at Far West as well.
Yeah, very much so. And we hope to meet many of you afterwards, so thank you. This next song is from our upcoming album. It's called Don't Run. It's a little bit of an anthem or a plea. You can decide.
Wait for me. Hold on tight. Don't run away.
Thank you again so much for having us. Please come talk to us afterwards. We would love to meet you. And thanks again to Far West for having us.